forget the sale and hold on to the customer. A little while ago, I went into a major department store in Melbourne with my son to exchange a pair of short pants that he had purchased a few days prior. The assistant told me that it was against store policy to exchange the shorts or provide a refund, despite the fact that the shorts were entirely fit for purpose. I had a similar experience with some electronic equipment with a major electrical retailer in Perth just last month. In both cases, I explained to the shop assistant that I had no interest whatsoever in their store policy and that the only thing I would be referring to in resolving the matter was consumer law. I informed them that in law, their store policy carried no weight, and the fact is, it does not. All these two stores did was to cause ill will. Not only will they no longer get my business, but I will not refer them, and I have written extensively about them, in most cases naming them. On this occasion, I did not want to mention David Jones and JB Hi-Fi. What is more, I am not the only person that has some vague understanding of my rights under consumer law. Research completed by Australian Consumer Law found that 44% of consumers surveyed are aware of consumer law, as it directly impacts on them. They know their rights. Some 66% of businesses were found to understand consumer law, impacting significantly on B2B transactions. It is bad business to try and avoid solving a customer problem. It is even worse when the consumers understand their rights. It is worse again when, in addition to knowing their rights, the consumer knows that the business's representatives are lying and aware that they are lying. It just makes the business look as dishonest as it is and even more petty. If it is a choice between losing a transaction and a customer, you should elect to lose the transaction every day, particularly given US research findings that there is a 5 to 20% chance of selling to a new prospect, 60 to 70% chance of selling to an existing customer. Forget the sale, hold on to the customer. Sources of Core Statistics, Help Scout and Australian Consumer Law.